I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Zach Dyer.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, mate.
Now, you just told me that you're really into quizzes.
I love quizzes.
And that you're hoping to do well.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to raise the stakes on air.
No, that's all right.
Because you just rose the stakes? Raised the stakes, just quietly. And now I'm saying publicly, yeah, you're hoping for it. A high score here.
I'm hoping so, yeah.
Yeah.
But I've been on this for a while, so...
There's some pretty, you know, smart individuals who have come on this podcast and got 10 out of 10 before.
Oh, really?
Tim Hewitt. Got 10 out of 10.
Oh, fuck, now I've got to do well. If Hewitt can get 10 out of 10, Jesus Christ.
Maybe he had an excellent brains trust that day.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you do too. Shall we meet them? First of all, we have a retired PE teacher here for you today. Did you do PE at school?
I did, mate. Yeah.
Enjoy PE?
I loved it.
Get stuck in?
Little guy like me out in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Loved it. It's a big hello to Sal.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Thank you so much for being here.
It's fantastic to be here. I love podcasts and it's a thrill.
Oh, do you listen to podcasts too?
Well, I've got Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You've got a copy of Spotify there.
And my son definitely listens to podcasts too. So.
Oh, who's your son?
My son, he's Brendan. He lives in London. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're I don't want to ask anyone's age, yeah. But you know, you've retired from PE.
Oh, yeah.
Empty nest now.
Oh, look, yeah. I've got Lily, the dog, at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me, Mark, and Lily. It keeps me busy and I Skype.
Who's Mark?
Hubby. Yeah. He's a nuisance. But, look, I keep busy.
Yeah.
It's great to be
when
here.
You finish. When you retire, you know, you let, yeah. You know, you've got so much of your life, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is. I've got a lot of, you know, well, I'm planning for Christmas already.
Of course.
You know, I've got the tennis club, I've got the golf girls.
November 9th.
Exactly. So finalising the menu and just things like that. So, yeah, lots on. Busy.
So Sal is here to help you today.
Nice to meet you, Sal.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm a little bit worried. They couldn't have sent a history teacher or a...
I know all the rules.
I'm sure you would have filled in for history or geography teachers.
All the time. No.
Yeah, because when they're away, they always call the PE teacher in.
Yeah. So fingers crossed, lots of history sports questions.
Mm. But that's not all. We also have here for you an engineer from Australia. It's a big hello to Martin Chrysalis.
Hello, how's it going? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Why does it say engineer from Australia? That's a strange.
Yes, well, I'm from Australia because I'm Australian.
Oh, okay,
yes,
I see.
Well, I think that's probably why we put that in there.
Are you any particular kind of engineer? Or?
Well, you know, these days, I wouldn't say I'm mainstream. I'm being accepted.
An alternative engineer.
Well, you know, a lot of the standard mainstream firms, they don't gel with many of my ideas.
I see.
You see, they're a bit conservative.
Right. Engineers are conservative.
Well, many of them. You see, I mean, I'm not saying I am. I've got big ideas and I'm willing to pursue them.
Mm. It just seems to me that engineering is something that you do want to be, you know, the numbers of whether this building is going to stand.
Sure. I mean, if you want to get into that kind of conservative stuff like buildings, you know. Yeah. But, you know, I'm thinking sort of bigger ideas like, you know, building, you know, islands out of magma. You know, that's a,
okay.
That's a whole industry that I invented.
Yes.
What about things like immortality, you know, engineering the human body to not die
wow.
for a small subscription fee.
So sort of like bioengineering.
Well, yes, I suppose you could say it like that. For me, it's all under the big umbrella, and it is a big umbrella
yes.
That I engineered myself, structured, yeah. You know, did all the maths and all that, that is known as engineering.
Yeah, yes. Okay, great. So volcanic islands. Which you
islands.
Just said you invented.
Yes, well, I've invented the industry as long as investors are willing to put their money into it. Yes.
Yeah, okay. But this sort of happens on its own, doesn't it? Like a volcano would form in the ocean.
That's right.
The magma will form an island.
Yes, but what if you wanted to sort
not
of,
your invention per se, is
well,
it? If it?
Well, no, I didn't invent volcanoes. You know, okay. you absolutely are correct. You know, you got me there, and actually I'm, it's quite embarrassing because yeah. I'm trying to look good in front of potential investors, which is what I suppose your audience could be.
Yeah, I guess, know? A sort of shark. And, tank in
but
their
what
own
I'm
way.
Saying is that you know, what if you directed the magma in the direction that you wanted it to,
yeah.
so that it formed, you know, buildings and things like that.
Right?
You know?
Did you go to uni?
You know, well, there's a lot of good videos out there that do a very similar
YouTube's
thing.
YouTube's great, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
It's and, so much on there these days.
And
you can learn about anything.
Yeah, that's right. And people like you know,
umbrellas,
Zuckerberg,
volcanoes.
And things like that, those guys, they didn't go to uni.
Yeah.
Although, well, Zuckerberg did, but Bill Gates probably didn't.
So, Martin is here to assist today.
Nice to meet you, Martin.
With the quiz or
thank
any building projects
well,
that you
joy,
have.
And I'm sure it's going to be very easy with my assistance.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. Mm. You can engineer some answers out of magma, possibly.
That's very clever.
Thank
can
you.
Can I use that later?
Of course, yeah,
okay,
yes.
Great.
Ready for a quiz?
Mm. Oh, yeah, I'm more than ready, mate.
All right, let's get stuck in. Question number one. Raw cocoa leaf is most commonly chewed in the Andes region to alleviate the symptoms of what? Raw coca leaf is most commonly chewed in the Andes
cocoa
region
leaves.
To alleviate the symptoms of what? Now, do people chew coca leaf here in Australia?
Coca.
Yeah.
Coca or cocoa?
Coca,
sorry. C-O-C-A, coca.
Coca. Like,
so coca makes chocolate.
Yeah, really gorgeous.
So,
no, cacao.
Cocoa.
Could you have it in a chai?
Cocaine.
I think it makes cocaine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Coca makes cocaine.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Cocoa makes chocolate.
Yes.
And
is it cocoa?
Are you having an idea right now?
I mean, I'm just saying. What about this cocaine chocolate? All right, you just
okay.
You take the coca bean.
Yeah,
you sort of you sort of slap it on a counter and you sort of make it brown and then you eat it.
Sort of like Coca-Cola was, because Coca-Cola used to have cocaine
liquid
in it.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Liquid, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea, yes.
Well, liquid cocaine. It had cocaine, not cocoa.
Sorry,
it had cocoa.
Yes, I've lost my place.
But raw coca leaf is most commonly chewed in the Andes regions to alleviate the symptoms of what?
Ooh, the symptoms.
Yeah.
I know boredom? The answer, I think.
Oh, you know the answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, straight in.
I don't know what it's called.
Why, have
though.
You chewed some coca leaf before?
I possibly have, yes.
Yeah, should we say that?
He's
let's
blocked.
Say that.
He's blocked.
Could it be hepatitis?
It could possibly be hepatitis, but it's not bloodborne, I don't think. What's it called when you go too high?
Altitude sickness.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're hilarious.
You must have done, Sal, you must have done some training around cocaine. I mean, because the PE teacher's always roped in to do the drugs
absolutely.
Health education at schools. And
yeah.
it's a very important curriculum, yeah. this one.
Absolutely. It's say no to peer pressure. You do cocaine, you're a dickhead.
Is that it, is it?
Something
where
like
did you
that.
Work?
Oh, look, I worked all over. Mentoring girls, grammar, St. Kevin's. Look, it's been a while, but
so if you
that
do
was
cocaine, you're a dickhead. Is that, yeah, that's sort of
something
the,
like that. Something similar or stay away, up the nose.
What about
no,
just a
no,
chewing?
No.
up the nose, no, no, no.
Stay away, up the nose, no, no,
but
no.
Can you make a lot of money with cocaine?
I believe you can, a lot. Ooh, yeah,
yes, right.
Pablo Escobar, wasn't he all about?
Oh, yeah.
He made lots of money.
Do you want to put altitude sickness?
Yep, that's my final answer.
Question number two, see if you know something about this. Pride Month takes place in June, because of what event? You ever marched in any of the parades,
yes,
Martin?
Yes. I'm a big parade guy. I've built many floats.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Well, I've designed them, and then I was hoping to get them built by investors.
Mm.
So what was the question?
I forgot.
Pride Month takes place in June because of what event? Don't now, do the schools these days, I mean, when I went to school, it wasn't, there weren't many rainbow flags around, and I imagine that the girls' grammars that you worked at, it might have been the same.
No, look, there's been a real push to acceptance. You know, I'm all about Pride Month. I know I'm from a different generation. It was different coming up, but, you know, I'd love to go to a Pride March. I know my son's friends, they all go to Pride Marches. They're all, you know, they're all rainbow flags, and I'm like, it's fabulous. Mm. So
you could be a P flag.
What?
Parents and friends of lesbians and gays.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, well, I'll get
that's one. My favourite float.
Oh, okay.
Because they're walking down, they're so proud of all their kids.
Well, I'd love to come. I'd love to come on the float.
Oh, to the float.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah, great.
Yeah.
Could it be daylight savings?
That's a really
daylight savings is an option available to you. Mm. Pride Month takes place in June because of daylight savings.
Mid-year sales?
No, Pride Month is a global.
Yeah, okay, so it's not to do with an Australian event.
No. Yeah. Did you say mid-year sales?
Yeah, and financial year sales.
Gays do love a deal.
Yeah, you know, because they always look so fantastic, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yep. So that could be an option, couldn't it?
Yeah, and they've got a lot of options too, so they should be getting them on special.
Yeah, that's right. They need a lot of fabric.
Yeah.
Or not very much.
Yeah.
Well, the case may be.
God, yes,
I'm not sure what you mean, but that's great.
I mean, they're always very skin
scantily
forward.
Clad.
Skin forward, yes. Well, then you've got to spend all that money on skin, don't you?
Yeah, they're always so fit, though.
Depending on which skin, if it's you've got your own or if you're wearing someone else's.
Martin, you are very odd.
Sorry?
I said you're an odd guy.
Well, it depends how mainstream you are.
Yeah, true, really.
But Pride Month takes place in June because of what event? Not much help from the Brains Trust, unfortunately. No.
Isn't it an event that happens every year or an event that happened that sparked the need for a Pride Month?
I think it might be that.
Oh, wow.
I reckon there was maybe a riot.
Oh, yes.
Potentially at a hotel in New York.
Oh, yes. What's it called again?
Hotel riot.
No, the Paris.
Sort of stone. Spooning.
God, this is painful.
Stone so
Mardi Gras.
The Stone Mardi Gras Hotel riots. Mm. I think it might be the Stonewall riots.
Stonewall
I think
riots.
They maybe happened in June, and then that's why Pride Month, you know, which is, I guess, mostly American, kicked off in June.
All right.
We should write
that's
that
my
down,
answer.
Martin.
The Stonewall Hotel riot.
Question number three. What is an adjective K? Question number three. What is an adjective K?
That is bizarre.
How
that
do you
question?
Spell bizarre adjective? Like, like an adjective?
Adjective.
Yeah.
Like eject. Like a seat.
Eject.
Like a seat.
Eject.
Ah.
As in like your plane's going down.
Yeah.
It's not ketamine, is it?
I have a friend who had to do that for depression.
Yeah, they do. They use
well,
it.
I don't have a friend. But, and
a,
I
you
noticed.
You read a news article.
Yes, that's right. And I noticed after quite a bit of K that the person was no longer sort of as present in their body and kind of in another place mentally in a way in which you could suggest perhaps they had ejected
themselves
out of this world.
Yes,
somewhere into a hole or something.
Yeah.
This case so good, it's ejective.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if that's what we're talking about. It's a certain amount of bump.
Yeah.
So ketamine, I guess, is an option available to you.
Eject. K-eject.
Do you teach primary school students or did you teach primary
school? No. I was always high school. Always the teens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
preferred working with teens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
what
not
was it about teens that you preferred working with?
Well, I just feel like they could really relate to me. You know, I could, you know, having a son growing up and, it was great, but I feel like our relationships really blossomed in his teens.
Did you ever teach at Brendan's school?
I did for one term. It didn't go well.
Mm-hmm. You had him in your class? It's been fun for a teenager.
I had him for one class, and he had a blast. He loved it. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, PE.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, oh, your mum's a hottie and your mum's a MILF.
No.
And it was a real hoot.
He would have loved
friends,
that.
Yeah. His friends are gorgeous guys. You know, the male students really respond to me. So, it was a really good time.
Respond.
Yeah, respond.
Wow.
And they just trust me and confide in me.
Mm.
So,
I always wanted to have a hot mum.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
never
man.
Did, though, unfortunately.
Wow. Oh, God. I'm sure she's hot in her own way.
No, she is. In her own way.
But what is an adjective K? That's the question at hand.
I almost forgot the question.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm thinking here that like you can get a plosive P.
Oh.
You know, like a gram, like a...
You could be an English teacher.
Like...
Oh, okay.
So like maybe...
P with pop.
Yeah. You can get plosives and there's like different versions of letters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know, in speaking, different letters have different...
Yeah. Sort
of, I don't know that... I've never heard of adjective K before, but I've heard of like a plosive letter and a not think? Plosive.
Good way of getting out of a word.
Yeah,
neck.
So what do you think? The K.
Neck.
So what,
neck. You're out of that word.
Neck. Maybe it's like, yeah, neck. Neck. Instead of neck. Or like maybe it's... Yeah.
But here, how many sounds can a K make? There's not. It doesn't really have a lot of options, does it?
True. Yeah.
It's a good letter in that way, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you just... You
can
know,
rely
you
can on it.
You know exactly. What it's here to do.
You know this.
Actually, I'll use a K. K is my rock.
Yeah.
You can trust it. You know where it's going.
All right, so do you want to... What do you reckon? Do you want to put...
It's the K at the end of a word.
A K at the end of a word.
Yeah.
Question number four. What is the 12th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh.
Let's see.
Did you go to the superhero films?
Nah.
You're not in for that?
Nah.
Maybe we can figure it out using deduction.
Yeah. Well,
through Socratic dialogues.
Mm.
Well, what was the first one? All right, probably like Captain America or Iron Man or something.
Iron Man, I think.
Well, by 12, they're not, you know, you're not doing Iron Man's anymore. It's not Captain America. Yeah, you're getting through a few superheroes
something
here.
Like it's got to be Man the Fudge or something like that.
You're
like
the Fudge?
Yeah, or like Avengers.
Did you read the Fudge?
Yeah, I think so.
What was the Fudge character?
You know, he would ooze on you. and then...
That was his superpower?
Yeah, then you just didn't want to do stuff anymore. It would sort of just take the spirit out of you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
Superhero
really
or
sad.
Sexual deviant?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
He would just ooze on you.
I found these comics or magazines in the alleyway, and I would just
read
the
up
Fudge.
About these superheroes. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a really sad scene walking in on Martin. Just after reading the Fudge in his room, your poor mother.
Yeah.
Fudge.
You know, if she had been hotter, maybe I wouldn't have needed the Fudge.
Oh, God, hope she's not listening, Martin.
Yeah. Washing the socks. Have you been reading the Fudge again? But what is the 12th film in the Marvel
Cinematic?
It's
got to be like one of the Avengers or, you know, one of those ones where they all get together and there's a big purple guy.
Like a big group kind of party or something.
Yeah, because by that point they've kind of...
Yeah, they've all had their moment.
Yeah.
The 12th, now it's get like the band's back together. The Spice Girls are back.
So do you want to put Spice Girls are back?
Spice, yes.
Or Fudge.
Yeah, they're in the MCU. They fucking should be, mate. That would be incredible.
Oh, my God, girl power.
I don't know. Let's just say like an end game or like a Infinity War or something like that. What's your flavour?
Let's go Endgame.
Endgame. I feel like that was later, but that's fine. Because we're on the clock. Question number five.
Endgame. So we locked in Endgame?
That'll do. Fuck
cool.
It.
Yeah. All right.
You've given up?
Yeah.
You came in so strong.
He was really excited, and I feel like we've ruined it for him.
Sounds like another victim
of
the Fudge.
Like...
Question number five. For 17 years, Dara O'Brien hosted what?
Oh, I think we've got this.
Ooh. For 17 years, Dara O'Brien hosted what? Oh, do you watch a lot of television?
I love telly. I love
Dara O'Brien. He's the Irish comic.
Oh, fantastic. He hosted probably a reality show, I'd imagine. Something like The Block or...
Oh, do you watch a lot of reality?
Oh, I love reality.
The Block.
Yeah, I love The Block. It's been a lot of scandal in this season.
Oh, yeah, because no one's making any money, right?
No, tough times. It's tough.
Yeah.
So it's good.
But for 17 years, Dara O'Brien hosted what? Irish comedian, I know that.
Ah, yes. Well,
so
Irish,
that's right. So we've got...
It's probably a TV show then.
Tonight's
show.
Where
they mock something, maybe. Mm. I'm not sure.
Mm.
I don't know, because the Irish have such a good sense of humour.
Oh, they're funny.
You ever been around an Irish person?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, I never have. But
My friend Sean, he's hilarious.
Yes?
I can't understand what he's saying. His accent's so thick, but he's so funny.
Sounds funny, buddy.
Love not understanding someone.
And they mock things a lot, you reckon?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes periods of time, maybe. I'm not sure. You know, they could be mocking an hour or the hour or, geez, what else? What other periods of time are there? The year, the month?
Mock the month?
Maybe mock the month.
Mock the month.
Or could
Sounds
they be
good.
Mocking maybe the week?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They could be mocking the week.
I'm not sure.
Some clues there from the Brains Trust. Yeah. Pushing through despite the characters that they've adopted.
It's a show that actually hosted a show called Mocking the Week.
Mock the Week. It's definitely Mock the Week there, wasn't it? Question number six. First observed on the 12th of February 1999, what is 523972 1999 CWB?
What?
It's an asteroid or some shit, or a comet.
You reckon?
Like
straight in.
Yeah.
Wow.
You love the astro field, do
you? It just makes sense, like observed and then a bunch of numbers. Like, what else is...
You know, what else is going to be? Did you see the blood moon last night?
No, because I gave up because it was pissing rain when I heard about it in the afternoon. I'm like, well, that's a write-off, but apparently you could see it.
Yeah, it broke through the clouds.
Was it good?
My house faces the other way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, there's no way.
They happen all the time anyway, the blood moon. That's not like a big deal.
No, I've stumbled across them before.
Yeah.
But I think this was a blood moon and a lunar eclipse.
Yeah.
Well, I banged my eye not that long ago.
Question number seven.
There's been a fair bit of pooling of blood over the cornea. So every moon for me is a blood moon.
Do you want to put asteroid?
Yeah, let's do that.
Lock an asteroid. Membership of the Yale Club of New York City is almost exclusively restricted to what? Membership of the Yale Club of New York City is almost exclusively restricted to what? So I think what's the criteria to become a member of the Yale Club of New York City?
Well, stuck up prick, you know. Oh. Like a lot of the engineers I know from there, no, they don't. Yeah. They're not into ideas.
Well, did you join any clubs at university?
What
you did say you went to uni?
Yeah, well, I have been to a university there.
Yeah,
I was a janitor there for a bit,
mm-hmm.
and you know, in the engineering department. And
while you were studying,
well, you know,
very good Will Hunting of you.
Yes, yeah. Well, one of the teachers would put the problems on the chalkboard.
Yeah,
the chalkboard.
Well, that's right. At night time, so that all the students could do them.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then if they did do them, then they would get to work with him on his research. So at night, I would go in there and I would erase those problems because that's my job as a janitor. You see?
So you had a job as a janitor at a uni. You didn't go to uni and study engineering.
Well,
and while you were there, you watched some YouTube clips?
Well, eventually he went insane.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to adopt his identity. And it was over the years of teaching his classes that I learned the basics of engineering.
Wow.
Wow.
And was it just the basics? Did you ever sort of move beyond the basics?
Well, you can work them out from first principles, I reckon. Mm. You know, you just sort of go, well, if this is this, then that, you know. And so that allows you to come up with all sorts of, you know, great ideas.
So did you have to do an American accent while you impersonated him?
Yes. Yes. It was very difficult for me.
Can we get a little taste of that now?
This is an Australian engineer doing an American accent.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to class.
Wow, really?
Does that come across as real?
Yeah, really,
everyone's got like a sentence to get into an accent.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll just do that. Good evening, everyone. I didn't quite get it that time.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult.
Yes, well, it's a very difficult accent. It's complicated, especially in that Yale area.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the question. Membership of the Yale Club of New York City is almost exclusively restricted to what? Are you any clubs, Sal? Do you join any?
Absolutely. I'm in the tennis club.
Kooyong
Grass Tennis Club.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, I'm in the golf club.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, just the sporting clubs mainly. So maybe it's a sporting club. Maybe it's rowing or something.
Going to be a rower.
Yeah.
Has it got anything to do with the university?
It could be that you've been to Yale.
But that just seems so obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's too obvious.
Could there be another Yale, or could it be an acronym for something?
Yeah, maybe.
Young and long.
Maybe it's something to do with your grade average.
Exceptional.
Yeah. Could be your grades. Isn't a Yale a mythical creature as well?
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
So they've got to be a mythical creature.
You just moved straight past young and long exceptional.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you want to stop for a second and consider that as an option.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought Yale stood for.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I thought
that's what the university was.
Mm. Yeah.
No, that would make sense.
That's why it's such a prestigious university, you know?
Yeah. What do you reckon? Membership of the Yale Club of New York City is almost exclusively restricted to
what do we think, Brains Club? You reckon it's the obvious one?
Yeah, maybe at a certain level, like you've got to have had a master's or something.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go with the university just out of safeness.
Mm.
You don't strike me as a safe guy. So.
I'm not a safe guy.
No, but you're changing it up.
Yeah.
It's up to you, Zach.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You have to be a Yale University alumni.
Alumnus, Yale.
And in
open
the wrong
bracket,
club.
Young and long.
Young and long and lean and good looking. I bet they all were.
Mm. I'll bet you.
Question number 8. Qantas won the Choice Shonky Award this year. They called them the Spirit of what?
Spirit of...
Qantas won the Choice Shonky Award, calling them the Spirit...
Of
what?
So the shonkies, that's got to be
Of arseholes? So you're against Qantas?
Oh, they've been a nightmare. I've had that
you've
many
been at the
flights
airport? Oh,
cancelled
yeah. Oh, my
on
God.
Me. I mean, surely.
Yeah, were you off to Bali?
I was off to Noosa and then I was off to Bali. It's been a nightmare. It's honestly,
it's been years since you and the girls would have been able to get out.
It's been years and you thought they were the one airline you could trust. Mm. Now you can't. And it really upsets me.
Mm.
Is the lounge still all right?
Look, the lounge is fine, but it's not what it used to be.
No.
Oh, what did you used to get in there?
Oh, well, I just think flying used to be a lot more glamorous, you know? Mm. It used to be, you know, you were respected and now you're just shoveled in like cattle and your bags weighed and what's in your bag and I'm like, get off. You are being so rude. Yeah. I just don't know what's happened to customer service.
Mm. Yeah. I think it was September 11.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, the worst thing to happen to customer service past century.
Get those tweezers. Measure that, you know. It's upsetting.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a really expensive shampoo.
It's a drain on you, isn't it?
It is. It's tiring. And it bothers me.
Yep. So Spirit of Arseholes is an option available to you.
Qantas... Well, the Shonky Awards have got to be awards for being like...
Shonky.
Yeah, dodgy, sort of bad.
Yeah, that's right. I think every year they give out like this award for the worst performing corporate.
Yeah.
And they've called them the Spirit of something.
The Spirit of delays.
So their actual tag is the Spirit of Australia, isn't it?
Like that's right. Well, you know.
Of course, yes, because I was actually born in Australia and lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
Except for a brief foray up near Alaska.
Near Alaska.
Near Alaska.
Russia.
In the water. No, in the water.
In the water.
Not when Alaska belonged to Russia, but sort of a bit after that.
Qantas won the Shonky Award, calling them the Spirit of what?
The Spirit of...
Well, it's got to be something that could have a spirit.
Yeah.
You know, so it's probably something living, like a plant.
Yeah.
Or a human.
Yeah.
Or,
of...
Mother Gaia, perhaps.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit could be God.
Mm.
What did they stuff up the most? There was the delays, the money. Didn't they lay off all of the...
They laid off all the money.
They did lay off all the money.
Yes. ASX was unhappy about that.
Yes, no. Yes. Yep. You know, look, what else could be...
Spirit
you know,
of Christmas.
I mean, if you were being... Let's say you were being fun, you know, with this. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be quite
fun. Spirit of Australia, Spirit of Australia. No, that doesn't seem like that was the kind of thing they would go for.
Could be.
It's not bad.
It could be. I think it is like a little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
It's a little bit of a joke.
Award, you know?
Yeah.
It's the Shonky Awards. I mean, how hilarious.
Mm.
So do you want to put Australia?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Lock in. No,
look, I'm not taking too much responsibility for that.
Well, no, it was all you. Question number 9. Why was Sarah Silverman banned from Twitter?
Oh.
Why was comedian Sarah Silverman banned from Twitter just this week, I believe?
Was it imitating Elon Musk?
Oh, you're on Twitter, are you?
Oh, look, I dabble, yeah.
I thought you would have been more of a Facebook.
I love Facebook. I love Insta.
Uh-huh.
And I just, Brendan, my son, he set me up with a Twitter account because I was always logging into his by accident.
Oh.
So he said, here, have your own. And I just use it like a filter of the internet.
Sal and Mark? Is it you and your husband
no,
together?
No, it's just Sal.
Oh, just you.
Mark doesn't know anything about social media. God, he's a dag and he's a pain. But I'm up to date and I think Elon, you know, Brendan's been talking to me about this. So, yeah, I think she imitated, weren't they all? Or was that Kathy Griffiths?
No, I think it was both. I think you're spot on there.
Wait, wasn't Silver Man the 12th Marvel film?
Gotta change Endgame to Silver Man.
Maybe Silver Man? Mm. Silver Man Surfer?
A as a teacher, I just sense that Zach really wants a point here or there.
Yes, I see, yes. Because of that Huey fella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, with Australia, I think we've lost sight of 10 out of 10. I'll put imitating Elon. Question number 10, final question. Zayn Malik has demanded the British PM give out 800,000 free what?
I didn't think they had a PM at the moment.
Yeah. Zayn Malik has demanded the British PM, Sunak, the new one, give out 800,000 free what? Zayn Malik, what's he?
Copies of his new single.
Oh.
He's a singer.
He's a singer. He's a,
was he One Direction? He was One Direction. Right,
yes. I read about that in Fudge magazine.
Yeah. Was Zayn Malik in Fudge mag?
I think so. Yeah, I think that was him.
Imagine, huge in Fudge. That'd line up with your youth as well, for sure. One Direction.
That's
Fudge.
Right, yes.
Definitely no issues with that.
No. Yep. Well, I read it at quite an old age. Yeah,
were the kids obsessed with One Direction when you were at school? They must have been
absolutely frothing. They're a bunch of really talented young guys. So I think what's not to be obsessed with? You know, what's the song? You Don't Know You're Beautiful. Is that them?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a big One Direction fan?
Oh, yeah. I know a few of the tunes, mate.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't have pegged you as a
OD fan.
Oh, yes.
No, I'm full of surprises, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know you're beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And what a rendition.
Was, yeah, thank you.
Thank you for not nailing it so we can swerve all the copyright issues.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was very much on purpose.
Could it be condoms?
Zayn Malik has demanded the British PM give out 800,000 frangers.
Well, perhaps, or meals.
For
people to eat.
Yes.
I mean, you know, or whatever.
Well, there is a cost of living crisis in the UK at the moment.
Absolutely.
So meals and condoms, very important.
Both up there.
Kilojoules of natural gas.
Kilojoules.
800,000 kilojoules of natural gas.
Yeah, well, it's very expensive, isn't
just
it?
Just give it out in bags.
Would that do much? Kilojoules?
Oh, yes.
They talk about petajoules, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, well, they do talk about petajoules.
I figured as an engineer you'd
probably... I get very confused after we go above mega. I'm not sure about the thing, so I'll try to keep my projects smaller than that.
That's right.
Yeah, small projects like building islands
out of
volcanoes, yes.
And umbrellas. Well, that's really
if you don't measure the amount of energy that's there, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, one dot of sand, still an island, isn't it?
That's true. My goodness. You know, if it's just floating there on top of the sort of the water tension there, I think you've got yourself a little...
Tiny atoll.
Probably you could sell it to China. So I could put a base on there.
Exactly.
Maybe that's how I could make money.
10 bits of sand, archipelago there.
Hell we go. I meant to say here we go, but I said archipelago.
Here we go. Far out. You can meet a Scott Morrison ad.
Mm-hmm.
Where the bloody hell are ya?
Where the bloody hell ago, ya?
But Zayn Malik has demanded the British PM give out 800,000 free what? Copies of his single, school meals, condoms. Which way would you like to go, Zayn?
Drinks.
I think it's meals. It's got to be school meals or something like that. He's giving back to the community.
Yeah.
Well, he's not giving that much. He's just asking them to give.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm trying to give back to the community through.
He's giving a sentence or two.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly. To the community, if it gets there.
A couple of objective Ks. That's it. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I think we did all right. I reckon we missed a couple, but I think we did pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm worried about that Dara one because I'm worried it's going to be a parasite.
Yeah,
one of the many orifice worms.
I really have no clue. No clue how we've gone.
Find out how you did. Question number one.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
was raw coca leaf is most commonly chewed in the Andes region to alleviate the symptoms of what? You said altitude sickness, and it's altitude sickness.
Oh, yep. Oh God, well done. Fantastic.
Point straight to wall. Pride Month takes place in June because of the Stonewall riots.
Yep, nailed that one, mate.
We got that all by ourselves, yes, didn't we? Yeah.
An adjective K is the hard K at the end of a word.
Oh, yes.
As we in did it. Anarchic.
Or Zach.
Anarchic.
Or Zach. Okay. But not Chiron.
Not, no. No.
Oh, yeah, a little soft K.
It's an introductory K.
Yeah.
Question number four was, what is the 12th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? You said Endgame, but it's Ant-Man.
Oh, God, what a fizzer.
Very close to Silver Man.
Yeah, very close to Silver Man, too.
Yeah.
Sarah Ant-Man.
For 17 years, Dara O'Brien hosted Mock the Week.
Hey! Yeah. Oh, that's very lucky. What are we on? We're killing it.
Four so far. First observed on the 12th of February, 1999, 523972-1999-CWS. Is an asteroid.
Ah, asteroid comments, some shit like that.
God, someone listened in class. Yes, God, yes. You're a clever boy. Ooh.
To become a member of the Yale Club of New York City, you have to be an alumnus of Yale University.
Look at that.
Qantas won the Choice Shonky Award, calling them, you said, Spirit of Australia, but as disappointment.
Spirit of disappointment.
Spirit of disappointment.
They should have went with Australia.
Yes. They should have. Yeah, it would have been funnier.
We're wittier.
Question number nine, why was Sarah Silverman banned from Twitter? Impersonating Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And Zayn Malik has demanded that British BM give out 100,000 free school meals.
Oh, yes,
giving you
it.
8 out of 10.
Not bad, mate. That's a pass, right?
That's well,
that is absolutely a pass. Yeah, God, double recess.
High distinction.
Yeah. God.
Do they have high distinctions in PE?
Yeah, they do. Catching and throwing and kicking and... Yeah, lots of stuff to think about.
That's good.
But you don't have to think about that anymore because you're retired, Sal.
Exactly. I've got Christmas to think about.
Absolutely. That's coming up. What are you, other than planning for Christmas, what's coming up towards the end of the year for you?
Well, the girls' lunch get together. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's that and there'll be some gigs happening here and there.
Really?
I love to go out.
Oh, you love to go out?
Yeah, love to come to gigs here at Comedy Republic.
Oh, really? You come here sometimes?
Yeah, come here, see comics. I'll probably
you bring Mark
here.
Along or?
Oh, look, no, not really.
Yeah.
I'm a solo gal because I'm social and he's not.
Yeah, doesn't exactly. like comedy, does
yeah,
he?
So
what about Brendan's friends? Do they come with you?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I see them out and I'm like, hello, Simon. Oh, Ben, hi. And they go, Sal, we love you. So I'll be out and about and, nice. You know, you can check me out on Insta.
Yeah, great.
Wow.
And so who are some of the shows that you're seeing coming up? Do you know?
Well, I'm going to be doing a Christmas show here. I mean, I'm going to be coming to it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be at another one.
You're going to be attending
week.
A Christmas show.
Yeah, I'm going to be attending. Who's on? Christmas show. Oh, look, who knows? They're all fabulous here.
Yeah, great.
Love it
here. Great, great, great.
And
any names in particular pop out from lineups?
I can't think right now.
No?
No.
None at all.
There's not one woman you want to see on the lineup.
Geraldine Hickey. Look, yeah. She's always here. She's fabulous. Oh, Natalie Harris.
She's great.
It's quite confusing plugging yourself together. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. Sal.
It's a bizarre thing to say.
Sal. Well, thank you, Sal, for being
thank
here.
You. Look, you're a gorgeous guy. Thanks for having me.
Enjoy Natalie Harris.
Yeah, thanks. Shit.
And Martin, thank you so much for being here and contributing. What did you contribute? Australia.
Yes. Well, I'll do what I can.
Yeah, didn't get that point, unfortunately. No. And Silverman, which we didn't even use.
No, well,
but, thank you for being here regardless.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, all the best with all the ideas.
Thank you so much.
Whatever springs up,
you know,
are yours or others, people's.
Yeah. Well, if you want to see one of my ideas, there's we did a pitch to investors called Magma about this magma island.
About islands forming on their own from a volcano.
And the presentation was filmed and it was put on sospresents.com.
Stupid Old Studios.
Yes, that's right. Mm. And you can see it there. It's me and my partner, Jerry Roberts.
Great.
And we're both engineers in it.
Mm-hmm.
And another podcast I like listening to, it's not the one here, but it's called Two in the Think Tank, and I just really enjoy
who's
that.
Who's on that? Do you know who's on that?
There's a guy called Andy Matthews, and then there's another guy called Alistair Tromblay Birch or something like that. It's very long and sort of...
Where's he from? That doesn't sound like an Australian name.
I'm not sure. He's got one of those North American kind of sounding voices and things like that. But
sounds made up.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. I think he might be doing a character.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Martin Chrysalis, thank you so much for being here.
Such a joy.
And congratulations on 8 out of 10.
Thank you so much.
Sorry you couldn't equal Huey.
No, that's all right. I'll have to get some tips off him next time.
Yeah, and we'll have to have you back. What's coming up for you?
When does this come out?
A couple of weeks.
All right. I don't know. Just look me up on Instagram at Local Funny Man. I do a podcast with the aforementioned nerd Tim Hewitt called Feed 'em Bra.
Great.
We don't do quizzes. We just bang our heads together, basically. So listen to that. Yeah.
They're two of the highest scores we've ever got on this show. So it's obviously a very smart pod.
Absolutely. The sound those heads make when they crack together, man, is very dense. Well,
that's it for Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.